have to hold the ruling party accountable to the processes that have been stipulated by the Constitution. The Constitution of the Republic of Zambia, in terms of Article 62, provides that before a political party can participate in the general elections, they must hold intra-party elections so that those leaders in that particular political party do have a mandate from their supporters. Now, the Patriotic Front called for a convention for that particular purpose of electioneering in terms of intra-party elections, which was last Sunday. And at that convention, there was no vote that was held. As you would imagine, a convention entails elections. Elections entail voting. Voting entails ballots being cast and counted. Nothing in that equation of what I have said actually happened. It was a sham.
Of course, you have given 48 hours for the ruling Patriotic Front Party to reconvene its convention. So how likely that the party or the Zambian courts will listen to your demand?
Well, the beauty about this is that this is not necessarily to comply with our demand, because our demand is anchored in the Constitution that you must hold the convention. So this is a legal requirement and not necessarily a political demand from us. It is conscripted in the Constitution.
What do you say to those Zambians who say that this effort is a waste of time and precious campaign money? They argue that perhaps the party should be addressing more pressing issues like food on the table.
It is ourselves as UPND who have been asking the Patriotic Front that this time round we have reached at a stage where now our political argument should be about policy and not politics. Hence, our call to them that let's talk about food on the table. Let's talk about job creation with many young people having graduated from tertiary institutions. There are no jobs. The collapse of the kwacha against major trading currencies. Shopping malls, they are closing up. Zambia has never reached this low ebb. It is for the very first time. And we believe that time has come that the people of Zambia will make a big statement on 12 August 2021.
Mr. Muitwa, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm available anytime.